demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
So why are the Jets activating Aaron Rodgers if he's not going to play? He has been activated. He is now confirmed. The Jets have confirmed that he will not play at all. They're just going to activate him so he can practice? I guess? Like, he can be working. What is he going to be doing? Like, working out and all that stuff, but he's not going to be a part of, like, installs and everything. Is he suiting up? Is he going to be an emergency backup quarterback? What are we doing here?
I don't know. It's weird. To try to get into the mind of the Jets organization, I wouldn't recommend it. So we'll kind of see. I guess they just want him around for team morale and potential free agents say, hey, look, Aaron's still here. Remember when we thought we were going to the Super Bowl?
Well, and now, isn't Aaron Rodgers coming out saying that it'd basically be silly if I'm not 100% to play? Isn't that kind of what he's saying?
Yeah, he said he's still, you know, 3-4 weeks away from being medically cleared to play football.
So this whole thing was just a marketing gimmick.
Marketing. Wow. Hey, look at the Jets. We're bad at football.
It keeps people interested in the Jets, I guess, even when they're out of the playoff picture a little bit more. So in a way, it's kind of marketing.
Is it maybe a CYA for Robert Saleh to say, hey, no, Aaron's here and he's committed to us, so don't fire me, please. Please don't fire me. I know the whole Zach Wilson thing, but please don't fire
me. Yeah, he handled the Zach Wilson thing poorly, Angel, but I got to be fair here. I'm not saying Saleh's earned it, but you haven't even given him the biggest piece of the pie, the biggest piece of the puzzle that you were supposed to have. So to be fair, I don't think they should fire him. I don't think they should fire anybody.
I get Aaron Rodgers is a big piece of what they were going to do, but their offense and the weapons that they brought in have not been spectacular.
Yeah, that's true.
Dalvin Cook has basically disappeared.
Garrett Wilson is solid,
but he's not fantastic. Alan Lazard, I don't know if he's even playing right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't followed the Jets other than the quarterback fiasco that's going on. But aren't you glad you dodged the Dalvin Cook bullet, Angel? Or do you think that he'd be better if he was in a different situation?
I think he may have rethink his decision quite a bit.
Oh, I would imagine so.
No, I'm better off in New York paying my 50% state tax.
So Ja Morant gets his, he's back. First game back after he was suspended. How many games was he suspended for kind of a culmination of things, flashing the gun when he was at, Shotgun Willie's there in Denver, and then he did it again on his Instagram account, and he's just had some weird stuff happen. How long was it?
He was, for the first one, I think it was like 4 games.
And then it turned out to be like half a season, right?
This recent one was 25 games.
Well, he didn't look very rusty last night, did he? 9.6 seconds remained in the game. He hit the game winner. Had a monster game. Carried his team back from a 24-point deficit to tie the score against the Pelicans last night. I mean, this is crazy. He picked up right where he left off. He shows how good of a player he is. If he can be, just stay away from that negative stuff. And we can all argue whether or not he should have been suspended for as long as he was suspended, whatever. But he had a beautiful night, man. 34 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists performance last night. Now, here's the story of it. Now, it's game winner. It's nuts. Season debuts, like, guys, I think that only a few players have done that. You know, their season debut. They come in and they hit the game winner. He was excellent. He was great. Why are we treating this story kind of like he's making this epic comeback? Like he got hurt or he went through something personal, which he did, I guess. But it almost feels like we're treating him as if he came back from something like an injury or something really difficult to overcome. He was flashing a gun in videos and kept doing it And that's ultimately why he got suspended. Why are we acting like this is a triumphant comeback? Comeback player of the year type stuff.
Because he has been appointed the new young NBA superstar, and he's got the crazy dunks and the hair and the attitude, and you know, the media kind of ran with his, you know, he's the next, not the next LeBron, but he's the next big guy in the NBA, and he's a talented player, but he made mistakes. He made multiple mistakes, and he served his time. Now let him come back and let him do what he does. I mean, Memphis is 7-19, so they're not like this hot, streaky team right now. They're very much in the
dumps. Are they a playoff team now? Can they make a comeback?
I think they're fine in the West, according to Ja Morant.
How about this story? Tommy DeVito. Have you been following this stuff?
Yeah.
Apparently,
Mr. Gabagool.
Apparently, he doesn't like that stuff. He actually told... He told the Giants social media people to cool it because I guess they were going to do a feature. They were going to ask him what his favorite character in The Sopranos was. Dude, Angel, when I say this, I mean it. We live in a South Park episode. We absolutely do. Hey, you're Italian. The Sopranos, am I right? You had to love that. What was your favorite episode? Because there's no question about it. You've seen every one of them. And The Godfather, you've seen that, and you love spaghetti. Like, let's just take it back 30 years.
Just looking at the cast, he looks like Christopher.
Yeah, he looks like Christopher. Oh, was that the question to him? Like, who would you be in The Sopranos?
Either one.
I thought it was like, we were going to do a whole spiel.
He's not Tony. He's not Silvio, is that it?
Yeah, Silvio, great character. Silvio is the guitarist in is it Bruce Springsteen band? Is that who it is? He's like the guitarist in that band. Am I right?
Steven Van Zandt? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But he auditioned for a role, and they were kind of like, dude, we're going to create a role for you.
Yeah,
anyway, side
Bruce story. Bruce Springsteen's East Street Band.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played the guitar and the mandolin.
Yep. And then he just got in The Sopranos, and he was beautiful at it. He's perfect.
Great head of hair.
But Tommy DeVito is basically like, dude, stop with that. Okay? Stop with it. Well, he's got the agent, right? What's his name? Who's getting a lot of play. He's getting a lot of discussion.
Sean Stellato.
Yeah. Apparently, he got his inspiration from Jerry Maguire. He wanted to be like this agent like Jerry Maguire. Which
That's
version,
your
though?
Hero, right?
There's two versions. Well, the movie's my hero. There's two versions of Jerry Maguire, Angel. There's the version before he writes the memo, and there's the version after he writes the memo. And then there's a version somewhere after he writes the memo. So... The after the memo, Jerry Maguire is the guy. It's like personal relationships. Be close with them. Be friends with them. You don't have 300 accounts. Have three clients that you work closely with and you're there for. You go to their weddings and do all that. But then there's the other version where he's just a shark, where the little hockey player's son basically flips him off because his dad got hurt and Jerry Maguire writes it off like, yeah, what are you going to do? He's going to keep playing because I like that money. So this guy is the agent, and he's playing the part like this Italian guy wearing the fedoras and all that stuff. Well, apparently Tommy DeVito was supposed to go. He was working with this pizza place, a New Jersey-based pizzeria, and he was getting paid for it. He was getting paid to make these appearances $10,000. But according to various reports, his agent came in, not his marketing agent, but this guy, what's his name?
Sean Stellato.
Wanted $20,000 for the appearance. So it was rumored that, okay, the pizza place isn't going to pay that and DeVito's not going to go. Well, then the story started to gain traction on social media, and it's kind of like, wow, DeVito, who do you think you are? Okay, sorry, I didn't want to do that. Sorry, Tommy. DeVito made an unpaid appearance because he's been seeing so many negative stories about this, that he made an unpaid appearance at the pizzeria Tuesday afternoon. And it is now believed that he's not firing his agent, but that he is freezing him out, is what one of the football, not Pro Football Focus, Pro Football Network posted. But it's not that he's firing him. He's freezing him out of this particular deal.
Sounds like. I'm going to put you in the freezer.
Well, they said freezing him out. And Twitter actually corrected him. They did the little fact check. Now, this is misleading. Tommy DeVito did not fire his agent. He's just not having him be involved in this particular story. or in this particular dealings with business. So it was misleading, but perhaps they were leaning in on it a little bit. I'm freezing you out here, huh?
Ah. I'm going to put you in the pizza freezer for a few days. Let you think about what you did. Goodness.
Nobody tells me where I can go. I can go to a pizza place anytime I want, right? Hey. All right, sorry. I won't do it again. 16 minutes after the hour. There you go. Big stories of the day. CSU head football coach Jay Norvell. Coming up next, we're going to talk about signing day from the Rams side of things. What's standing out to him? Also, I will probably touch on last week's article in the Coloradoan about the $600,000 that was reportedly being offered to Braden Fowler-Nicolosi for to perhaps leave CSU to enter the transfer portal. All that and more coming up next.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Think of that.
Is that accurate?
I think so. Air guitar?
You tried to play guitar.
Oh, I do. I do have a guitar. I can play some chords. Really enjoy it.
Those are notes, right?
Well, there's tabs and there's chords. Tabs are kind of just like, you know, one or two fingers covering up a string and you play a little tiny note. And then chords, it's when you're involving, you know, like E minor and, you know, A, D minor, D major, E major, you know.
I think
power chords are fun. Power chords are a blast.
The strumming part's always been kind of difficult for me. You know, when you do like down, down, up, down, like strumming patterns.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I've tried to learn guitar.
It's fun once you get, you got to get past that frustration part. It's
And the calluses on your fingertips and the bleeding.
That's the thing. Once you get those calluses going, it changes everything. Okay, so here's where we are. Texting correspondence from CSU. We had him ready to go, just lost him. He was supposed to be somewhere, and he isn't here right now. So now, being told, I'm just being transparent, he got pulled into a meeting just now. Somebody might have, this could be big news. Like, it could be.
I mean, it's, I imagine it's a big day for college coaches.
So they're going to let me know. I literally got the, I'll let you know when he comes out. So when you see the phone ring, that's your cue to call.
I'll let you know, or I-OK?
I'll let you know when he comes out.
All right.
So when he comes out, they're going to bombard him with a phone and say, here's Brady, talk to him about everything. Here's a name, Jalen Dupree, running back from Malvern High School out of Malvern, Arkansas. Ever heard of that, Angel?
Malvern? I have not heard of Malvern, Arkansas.
Can you say it like in that, in like an Alabama way?
Malvern.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Malvern.
5'11", 222 pounds. He had 241 carries for a whopping 2,370 yards and 34 touchdowns as a senior. That's per our Kevin Lytle putting that together on at the Coloradoan. He averaged 9.8 yards per carry. He was named Player of the Year in Arkansas. In high school, he had 771 carries for 6,805 yards and 93 rushing touchdowns. Whew. Power, according to Kevin here, Power 5 Sharks circled late to get him. But he's sticking with CSU. Do you think, now that we're talking about Jerry Maguire, Angel, because you know me, I am always down to talk Jerry Maguire. The transfer portal and NIL reminds me of Cushman. The stud quarterback that Jerry Maguire is trying to get to his agency. So Jerry writes a memo about closer relationships with players. The agency, he was the king. He was the guy. He was the agent. The sports agent, man. He was the stud. And they get hold of the memo, the agency, and they're like, because he sends it out to everybody, and everybody celebrates him for it. And they basically are like, yeah, no, that's not the way we do business. You're fired. So they fire. They move on. And he's now starting his own agency, Angel, and he gets He's looking to keep Jonathan Cushman, who is supposed to be the number one ranked quarterback. He's going to be drafted number one. And that was his golden goose. So if I can keep him, I can keep my career alive. I can save my career. I can get back on top. So he goes out into the country where they live, the Cushmans, and meets, you know, with the family. And they're sitting there having a drink. And Jerry's like, you know, hey, I know. He's giving him the whole spiel. And the dad interrupts him and says, hey, we decided to go with you. And Jerry's like, okay. And he goes, you know, my thoughts on a contract. I ain't signing anything, but my word is stronger than oak. They shake hands. Jerry Maguire gets in the car. Yeah, I'm living free or whatever whatever the song is. Free falling. He's happy. He's loving life. Great. Things are good. And a few scenes later, they don't feel the love from Jerry because he's showing too much love to his other guy that he kept, Rod Tidwell, played by Cuba Gooding Jr. And they changed their mind and said, you know what? We decided to go back with the big agency. And Jerry's like, what do you mean, man? I'm kind of moved by the whole my word is stronger than oak thing, and you decided to go there. So these players, when I hear Power 5 Sharks circled, but Dupree stuck with CSU, I feel like Jay Norvell, CSU, they're probably Jerry Maguire in that moment when the dad says, we decided to stay with you. And that is now happening at the college level, at this level now. But the other thing is also happening. You know, you committed. You told me your word was like this offensive lineman that committed to CU. Tells primetime, I'm with you guys. I love everything that you guys are doing. I love it. Let's go. And then leaves, doesn't feel the love for whatever reason, and looks at Oregon and tells the coach, hey, you know, I'm going with Oregon. Wait, you didn't sign anything, did you? You didn't sign with us. Did you tell me you didn't sign anything? No, I did. This whole thing is like an epic movie now, Angel. It's like a big-time sports drama everywhere you turn. And so when I read, like, Power 5 Sharks circled late, but Dupree stuck with CSU. I wonder if that was kind of the same conversation. Decided to stick with you, coach.
Yeah, I hear that, you know, Power 5 schools are looking late. I hear that as, oh, we need another third-string running back. Let's go get this guy who was on our bottom of our list.
Yeah.
Versus CSU, it's, hey, this guy's at the top of our list. We want to make sure we get him.
It's what I always say, right? It's what I keep saying about if this thing goes the way I want it to go, not the way I necessarily think it's going to go anymore, I feel like it will spread out. That a guy like Jalen Dupree could go somewhere else, could go to a Power 5 school and be the third string guy. But CSU used this as, no, come here and you'll be the starting running back. You'll be the focal point very, very soon. And we'll build around you with this Fort Air Raid style that we're putting together. So I do think that, and plus, hey, we win our conference, we're probably going to get the playoffs next year, assuming we're the best conference. Obviously, there's going to be four of them will go to the Power 4, and then we'll probably be the best one because now we have two Pac-2 teams that we play every single year. If we can go show out next year, we could be in the playoffs next year. We're going to only grow our brand, and you could be the big part of that. Now, your guess is as good as mine whether or not this guy plays next year. I mean, how often does that happen? How often are these freshman guys coming in and playing right off the bat? You just never know.
Oh, and especially in that kind of system, an air raid system, you don't see, you know, running backs used a ton. I think circumstances have pushed CSU to lean more on, you know, guys like Shields and Morrow the last few years to be that physical running threat, and maybe that is something Norvell wants to adapt into his offense a little bit more, is, hey, we're going to throw it out, we're going to deal it through the air, but we're also going to be physical at the line of scrimmage and run the ball.
Yeah, so it's a big name here. A couple of offensive linemen I see. How about this? A couple of big edge rushers. 6'5", 241-pound edge rusher for CSU. Out of Millikan High School, right up there. Nope, Long Beach. Out of Long Beach, California.
Yeah, you thought.
No, I didn't actually. Because
is there
a high
school Millikan?
Huh?
Is there a high school Millikan?
Well, it's Johnstown, right? And Millikan. What are the Millikans? There's a high school in Millikan, isn't there? Tanner?
I guess Roosevelt would be.
Oh, Roosevelt's the high.
That's also Johnstown.
So Roosevelt is basically a conjoining of Milliken and Johnstown? Is that right?
Pretty much.
There's not like the Milliken Mendonites or anything that we should be?
There's a middle school.
There's a middle school in Milliken?
Yeah, I mean, Weld County RE5J School District has Pioneer Ridge Elementary, Milliken Middle, and then also Roosevelt High School.
I'm glad we know that. Okay, we got it now.
But so there's Milliken, and then this one in California is Milliken.
Milliken. Out of Long Beach, California. 6'5", 241 pound. Whew! Edmari Binion? Big dude. Let's see. Eastside Chris. Brady, kind of weak pull question. Kareem suspension finished. Should he get the start and upset the defensive backfield? Over under on penalties. Last week, I would have said don't start him. This week, I would say start him.
Sounds like you answered your own question there.
Yeah.
But let's ask the whole audience.
The whole audience.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read another. Flying Dutchman. Is there a place to see exactly which players have what NIL deals? No, probably not, because so many of these deals are just... They're a part of the collective now?
Mm-hmm. A lot of that goes through these collectives.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a central hub for where you can just go see what this guy's... I think you can go see what certain players are making. Certain guys, like top 10, top 5 maybe. But I don't think there's a list of here's every NIL deal that's ever existed.
Yeah, because I mean, some of them are just, you know, a few $100 here, a few, maybe $1,000. Maybe it's
right.
With a car dealership, maybe the restaurant. And that's a lot more of, hey, show up and promote us on social media and take a picture with a pizza or something.
Take a picture with a pizza. Like Tommy DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an NIL deal that he's doing for free now because his agent screwed it up.
Or he's just that kind of guy, giving back to the New York, Jersey community.
Maybe. We're still waiting on Jay Norvell. I don't know if we're going to get this to happen. We're told we'll let you know when he comes out. So this happens. This has happened, believe it or not, before. Normally it's with coaches and players. Sometimes it's with reporters.
Could we talk to your correspondent? Just bring him on.
The guy that I'm talking to right now?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey,
over there?
You're available.
I'm in the hallway. Just kind of sitting waiting for Jay to get out of his office.
What are you doing, man?
How's your day going?
Yeah, tell me about these guys. He probably knows. He probably knows a lot about them. You're a guy, right? You're a person that works.
You're part of the football operations over there.
Flying Dutchman says, is there a way to know which Colorado State players have NIL deals and how they work? And he says, ask Jay. Jay will not answer that question.
I don't think he's allowed to.
I don't think so.
I think that's more of a, I'm going to let the players and the collective handle that. I'm going to worry about schemes and strategy.
I don't think there's a way. Can you go to the green and gold, if you wanted to know, Flying Dutchman, it'd be the green and gold guard. And they might, I doubt it, but they might have a way of finding out which player's doing what. I mean, I follow the players on social media, and then you just see what they're doing randomly. But I don't know if there's an exact list of Isaiah Stevens has a radio show, you know, and also does this with Boys and Girls Club. I know he's involved with them. So I don't think so. I'm going to say the green and gold guard is basically a way you can reach out and talk about how you can put where you can put your money, but I don't think it's going to list.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of in-house business, and that's also could work against you if another school would say, "Hey, I see Green and Gold Guard. They're only giving you $500 for this. I could give you $500 for signing a piece of paper."
Yeah,
and then you sign 20 more pieces of paper, and now you're rich.
Flying Dutchman says, "If we don't have details about the NIL, then we have no idea who is staying, who's coming, and why." Bingo. Like, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. That's the thing. That's what's part of Flying Dutchman. Now you're getting
it's
it.
A
man.
Lot of under the table
yes.
side conversation.
Why did the offensive lineman that committed to CU back out and go to Oregon suddenly? Well, I can tell you, he probably got more NIL money. Probably. Or he was rubbed the wrong way or something bugged him about it that he thought of later and decided not to go with it. But odds are it was something to do with the bag, is my guess. But they're not going to post that stuff because why, Angel? It's icky.
Yeah, it's because then it's it. There's this aura around these players, like, oh, they're committing to that school because it's a better fit for them. When in reality, it's
right.
I'm making more money at Oregon, so I'm going to go there.
So with Dalton Knecht, when he left UNC to go to Tennessee, right? Why did he go?
NIL. He's getting a lot of NIL money.
80%. Obviously, there's got to be a percentage of, wow, a bigger school. Even if the bigger school had just called him without giving him any money, maybe he goes anyway. But he goes primarily because there's a lot of money there. Did we know exactly what it was? We had heard rumors. What was it? 300,000? But I don't think it's actually going to be listed. It's not going to be a database right now. This isn't going to be as easy as Googling NFL top paid quarterbacks or NFL top paid players on each team, 1 through 53. It's not going to be, because this isn't like a standard contract. This money's just thrown around like all over the place.
According to on3.com, Dalton Knecht's annual value sitting at $520,000.
So there's a website right there maybe you could go check out. That's just value.
And Tennessee does have a collective set up, the Volunteer Club. So that's their collective.
Which is interesting.
But he can also
volunteer,
you know,
club.
He
volunteer
can make money
your money
from his jersey sales, because you can buy a Dalton Knecht jersey and he'll get money from that.
Would you buy one?
I can't. Tennessee orange is disgusting.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It looks terrible.
Would you buy it? If you were to buy a jersey right now, who are you buying?
Man.
Stalling for time to see if we can get Jay on.
I would probably get a Kenny Stabler.
Really, that's the
snake.
One. Yeah. You know what jersey I want to buy?
Or a Joe? I would get a Joe Namath Jets jersey.
Yeah, I want to. Well, that's a good one. You know what? You know which jersey I would buy today? The one that was screwed up for Troy Tulowitzki.
Ah.
I'm not even a big Troy Tulowitzki fan. I'm not a diehard Rockies fan. I talk about him. I follow him. But they screwed up his jersey on Troy Tulowitzki jersey night, and they misspelled his last name on the jersey. People were mad at the time, and I'm like, you guys got something cool there.
I think I still have a Trevor Story jersey.
I want somewhere. A jersey that somebody screwed up on. Maybe they put the wrong number with the wrong name. I want that stuff.
Well, I bought a Dolphins jersey from a not legit jersey selling site, and I got it. It's got all the right printing and labels on it. The name is spelled correctly, but it is a horrible shade of green that's not even in their color palette. And I'm like, well, I can't really wear this because this is not the right color.
I think, like,
and I bought an official one.
Well, see, like, the official one, though, like, actually NFL shop or whatever it is, mm-hmm. like, it was official, but they just screwed up and it just got out there. And somebody on the front line released it with it being screwed up rather than doing the quality control. Somebody created it, like, from the office and just let it go. I want one of those. It's official. It's made from the most official companies, but it's screwed up somewhere. Like, those are the jerseys I'm interested in. I don't care who it is. Could be anybody. Just want a screwed up jersey that wasn't on purpose.
So his actual jersey is Tulowitzki with a T,
mm-hmm.
and they misspelled it Tulowitzki.
Tulowitzki. Does anybody have that? Because somebody in Colorado has that. Somebody went to that game and got a Troy Tulowitzki jersey. And I want that. 39 minutes after the hour. Angel, we got to jump out real quick. We'll see. Maybe Jay Norvell's coming on. We have about 20 minutes to decide. We've got St. Thomas coming up on the program. Had a monster night against the Buffs last Friday. The Bears turned their attention to Air Force in Colorado Springs. So we'll talk to him coming up. And then Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. What are the Bears doing so far on the football side of things? You know what I'm seeing? Literally everyone from Colorado. Not literally everyone from Colorado, but every one of these guys that have been picked up so far are from Colorado. Brody Judd, tight end, 6'4", 215 out of Broomfield. Carson Keach, safety out of Parker. Blake Palladino, Littleton. Lincoln
Fa'apoli.
Fa'apoli.
It's Hawaiian, I'm assuming.
But he's went to high school in Fountain.
Fountain, Fort Carson. He's a lineman, another lineman.
Ooh,
from
boy.
Legacy, Broomfield, Lutheran, Brighton, and then two guys from Eagle Crest.
The Falupuli is 6'6", 323 pounds.
That's a big boy.
Huge.
Big man.
So they got a tight end, got a safety, got a linebacker, got a lineman, got a free safety.
And a couple wide receivers, couple cornerbacks.
They haven't updated on their site, Angel. Why?
I'm getting them from like three different sources.
Is it Twitter, too?
Twitter has given me some. Their actual website, they have a signing day website that's slowly being updated. But the trend continues. All Colorado kids stay
as you
in
should.
The Box State.
As you should. It's not about necessarily trying to get in the arms race of getting the overwhelming best players. It's about filling it up with local guys and seeing if you can build up some fan support. That this becomes a hub for where Colorado kids go to play college football to perhaps gain other opportunities. And I think even Coach Lamb will tell you that, and I think he has said
sure.
as much.
I mean, I believe 14 was the number they had last offseason. You're already at, I believe, 10 right now, and this is just the early signing day, so you may see more later in March. And I don't think Ed Lamb is afraid of the portal, so you may see that as well later on in the spring. Once spring ball gets going.
Yeah. And we'll see what they end up doing. They had some interesting news throughout the week. Walter Sheed, as we talked about, was named the offensive coordinator. I was tipped off on that. Angel, I think I broke that. I broke that wide open.
Somebody broke it. Some Brady feller.
Yeah. Some people trying to take my... Steal my thunder again?
Oh, got another one right here for the Bears. Matthias Price, another one out of Fountain, Fort Carson.
There we go!
Running back, 6'2", 220 pounds.
Nice.
There you go.
Again, it's just names. But you names, position, and where they're from.
Absolutely.
New series announced. UNC, CU, 2028, 2031.
Let's go.
Oh, are you going to those?
I have to. Especially because tickets will probably be easier to get at that point.
Let me guess.
No.
Bears winning?
Yes. I was going to say, is Prime going to be there? I'm going to say no. I do not believe Deion Sanders will still be there in 2028.
I would, if I were a betting man, I would say no.
Well, I saw the announcement. Everyone's like, oh, Bears, you think we're not ready for it? I'm like, okay, hold on. This is several years from now. We don't know where this program is going to be. We don't know where Deion's going to be at that point. He could be coaching in Florida or Texas somewhere.
Do you think Ed Lamb's going to call him out for his sunglasses and hats? Give him some bulletin material?
Probably not. Ed Lamb has a very wide variety of hats that he wears. He wears visors, baseball caps, cowboy hats, straw hats.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's more of an outdoorsy guy. So I think I hope he wears hats more often. He doesn't have hair, so.
I hope he wears hats more often.
You don't want to get sunburned.
So there was some big news there for the UNC Bears. Some big things going on. You know?
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like to see this commitment to what they want to do and recruiting Colorado kids that maybe are being overlooked by CU, CSU a little bit.
Well, again, it sounds easy, but it's like get them and their following. They get their family that live here, obviously, and maybe some friends that are going to come out and watch the game. You get, you know, a lot of those guys every year. We're talking 5 to 10 people easy a game just coming to watch their child or grandson or whatever.
No, and I mean, the games I went to last year, I would sit amongst the crowd and you would hear conversations about family, and you know, you'd see players and they have their aunts and uncles and their cousins all there. But also, these are kids that coming out of high school, they can talk to their fellow classmates, underclassmen, say, hey, I'm heading to UNC. You want to follow me there? Let's go. I mean, we got two kids from Fort Carson, two kids from Eagle Crest. So keeping those teammates together, it's pretty cool.
Eastside Chris says, NCAA historically is reactive. Should they be reactive /transparent and post NIL deals? They don't. I mean, honestly, dude, they don't have the control. They don't even know, do they?
No, I mean, I don't think a coach would walk into a recruiting meeting and he can promote the stuff that their school is doing. But Jay Norvell couldn't go in and say, hey, here's what I'm hearing San Diego State's making. This is what we're doing over here at CSU. So there's some numbers for you. I don't think they have access to that. And if they did, I don't know if they'd want to use it because you're just – it could be worked for you. It can work against you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other sources, other ways of contacting these players or getting in touch with them, and they're finding out about these other options.
Yeah, so they're not going to know. Like, I mean, Angel, theoretically, every year we're supposed to put our stuff up at compliance for the radio shows and all that stuff for the schools to have access to. That would be the only way. And I don't think the businesses necessarily have to do that. I don't think the players necessarily have to do that.
Want to get into their tax returns.
Right. I don't think they have to file paperwork. I mean, sure, they sign a contract, but I don't think it's supposed to. I don't think it actually has to go through compliance. I really don't.
Because I think that's kind of what these collectives are up for. It's the university doesn't want to really get muddy their hands in. It's the coaches don't want to worry about money and all of that. So let's let this other third-party entity work with them and be a hub for that.
Yeah, and that's great, too. But the players don't even have to go with them, either. There are players that don't want to go with the green and gold for some reason. They want to just be a freelancer and, hey, I got a pretty good thing going here. I know one of the female players over there. I'm not going to say the sport because then you start deducing it. But she's like, you know, I'm kind of liking what I'm doing right now. I actually have some pretty cool deals that I was able to find on my own. So why would I join the collective?
Sure, I think if maybe it's for more of those players that don't have the networking ability, or maybe they're just some freshmen. Like, I've never even been to Fort Collins, but I'm going to go through the Green and Gold Guard at least to start off. To get connected with some people.
Mm-hmm. Texter here. Some kids land at UNC due to academics. Jackson, wide receiver, was drafted from UNC. He couldn't get in at CSU or CU. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know Jackson was freaking stud, and CSU should have tried to work it out and
Vincent
figure out
Jackson.
How to get. Yeah, Vincent Jackson.
Did a story
was an absolute stud. Did you really?
Yeah, it was right. It was kind of like right around when he died. I did a full feature on him.
Mm-hmm. He was a stud, dude.
Absolutely.
I want a Brady Hull show jersey. What number was it? My number, my GOAT was 22 in football.
Deuces.
That was my number, and I wanted it in basketball. We didn't have number 22, so I had to wear 25.
Football. I never played a sport where I had a jersey number, but if I did, it would be 15.
Why? Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. That was the first professional jersey
Teams.
I had was a Tim Tebow jersey.
Oh, man.
And 15 kind of just stuck.
Yeah.
Huh? So now when I make, you know, video game players of myself,
it's always 15. 15. Mine's always 22.
I did one NBA career where my player was number 4, and I kind of like that look. The single digits,
might
you got
to go back
pick the right one.
Well, don't go to Wyoming then. If you want single digits, like, well, just 1 and 0.
Well, I just want my name on my jersey.
Yeah, well, that's different discussion. 12:51 the time. I don't think we're going to get Coach Norvell on. It's not setting up the way we want it to, but that doesn't mean we won't ever talk to him again. It's just difficult. You wondered if maybe they would run into a lot. At some point, we knew it was going to be laid back because they're just waiting. But then at some other point, they're also going to be probably having some serious conversations throughout the day. So totally understandable. 12:51 the time. St. Thomas coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. 27 points against the Buffs last week. Guy's a stud. We'll be right back.
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I want to thank Cable's Pub and Grill. Man, that sounds pretty good right about now. Cable's Pub and Grill. On Tuesdays, or what day is it? It's Wednesday. We keep thinking it's Thursday, maybe Tuesday, maybe
that's
Wednesday.
The morning show segment.
Yeah, I don't know. What day is it? It is Wednesday. $3 pints, $7.99 personal pizzas, up to 3 toppings. That sounds pretty good.
So is it a personal pizza that I can eat on my own, or would I have to share it?
You could do it personally. It's your decision.
Okay.
So that becomes a personal pizza. Because it's personal.
And they make it just for me with love and care and affection.
Mm-hmm. And unless you're there with somebody else, you can say, hey, we're mixing it. We're gonna agree. Okay, I don't really like mushrooms that much, but I'll go with it because I can do it and you're in. Let's just split it. They'll hook you up. That's Cable's Pub and Grill. And it is, in fact, where my friends meet. First Advantage text line, 888 530-0043. Nuggets minus 3.5 tonight against Toronto.
Love it.
They should smoke them. What am I not seeing here? What do the wise guys know? Aaron Gordon's listed as fine. He's just kind of questionable, I guess.
Yeah, I think maybe just a game time decision with him, depending on just how he feels. He said he feels like he's walking on stones right now, which that's not great. I'd rather you be healthy.
I don't think when someone says it feels like I'm walking on stones, it's a good thing.
I guess Jamal is still kind of getting into some kind of rhythm. They do have a back-to-back this weekend, so we'll see if he plays either Friday or Saturday. I would expect him to play because it's in Canada, and I imagine he has family there.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is, like, it's a trap type of game. It's 5:30.
Is KCP back yet?
Yeah, he played. He played the other night.
Okay, good.
He played against Dallas. The only guys listed, Chanchar obviously listed as out. Jay Huff. What?
Who?
Isn't on the injury report for Wednesday's game, but he's out. Okay.
All right. Jay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that, man. You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Shake it off.
And then Gordon is listed as day to day, with the heel. Listed as probable for Wednesday's game. So day to day, but also. Going? Huh?
What time is this game?
5:30.
Ah, there we go.
So
early basketball.
Yeah, early basketball. 5:30 game. So looking forward to it. See what they can do. All right, in the second hour, jam packed, man. We're rock and roll. Weren't able to get Jay Norvell on the program today, but maybe sometime down the line. We will have St. Thomas for the UNC Bears coming up. 27 points against the Buffs last week. And also, we'll talk to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, see what they're up to when it comes to signing day. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.